With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Jeff Gibson. You're listening to Pit Pass Radio.
All right, welcome back to the show. It is Pit Pass Motor Racing Weekly. Do me a favor, check out the new website, pitpassmoto.com. Some things still in the works, obviously, but you'll find out where to listen to us across the country and around the world. iTunes, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Stitcher, Spotify, and the always and traditional RSS feed. And, of course, you can listen to us live on Tuesday nights as we air and record this program at KXNO. I do believe it's KXNO on the iHeart app, or you can check us out on our own app as well at Pit Pass. Look for it at a app store near you. The favorite one, obviously, the one that you do business with. So appreciate the good folks. It's basically the same grit, new dirt. Check it out. We're taking our podcast to new levels, upping our game and giving the machine a whole new look and feel. It's PitPassMoto.com. Scott Casper with you, PJ Duran, Jack DeLeon producing at the studios here, the mothership, as it were, Jack. Our original guest, and I understand, I'm not a big one that can go to the West Coast and not mess up my time zones, okay? If you've ever been to the West Coast like I have been, I get it so screwed up. Am I going forward? Am I falling back? You know, I'll call somebody and it's Australia time, you know, or time in India. So let's go to our next guest, Jacob Hayes. Jacob, welcome to the show.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Good, man. Are you in California right now, or where are you?
Yeah, I'm in California right now. I've been out here since late November.
What is it, 5:45 there, Pacific time?
Yeah, 5:45.
Okay, yep, all right. Well, welcome to the show, man. I appreciate you jumping on with us. PJ, I want you to go ahead and feel free to jump into this thing, because we got a young star that desperately wants some PR here.
Absolutely, and you've had a good start to your season, Jacob, so congratulations on that. Currently sitting 12th overall in the Supercross West Points. How do you rate your first part of your season as you get a little breather now?
I say this humbly. I'm humble saying this. 12th is definitely not where I saw myself sitting after five rounds, but I've had some really great rides. Within the first five rounds of the West Coast, I've had two not so great finishes, but I was running, you know, great while, just had a couple misfortunes, like, in Phoenix with two to go, I was sixth and made just a small little mistake and went down and mangled the bike and got a bad finish. And then this past weekend in San Diego, I had, it was the same situation. I was sixth with two to go, and I actually got stuck, believe it or not. I couldn't get the bike out and ended up getting 13th. So my other finishes have been 8th, 7th, and a 5th. So I've had some great rides. Qualifying has been really good for me, and just been trying to learn and adjust to the different series and different riders and the speed. So just trying to adjust and get better each weekend.
Jacob, no, I feel your pain. It's not exactly where you wanted to be. Getting stuck on what I witnessed this weekend for the racetrack, not surprising. Most of us mere mortals would not have been able to complete a lap on that track. That is, I mean, for the viewers at home who don't ride, it's no small task to get around in those conditions. For those of you that do ride, again, I think most of us understand getting around the track one time is an accomplishment. So for you guys to do an entire race, hats off. You know, those are the conditions. I know that you're well aware. Your results in those conditions are unfortunately the points that you look at the end of the season, and most people say, I wish I could go back.
Yeah, it was unfortunate. I don't think anyone was looking forward to racing that event, just with how much rain we got in a short amount of time. But at the end of the day, the gate drops no matter what. So you got to go out there and do your job. And I guess I didn't do my job very well. I didn't get, take her to the checkered flag. I always say the race isn't over until the checkered flag. So I guess I didn't do my job to my best of my abilities.
You'll get plenty more. You'll get plenty more chances, Jacob. Don't be too hard on yourself again. Those conditions were beyond challenging. And you have had, as you noted, some really good results, and you're trending upward, it would seem, if you take the last race out of the equation. Are you looking forward to a little bit of time off, or is this going to be a challenging break for you?
No, I wish we were going racing again. I said as soon as the main event was over, I wish Atlanta was this coming weekend. But, no, it gives me a little bit of time to kind of just get some time on some outdoors, work some stuff out with the motorcycle and myself. Myself and my trainer, Seth Rarick, we're building just each week. So just kind of use the time as just reflecting on the past five rounds and seeing what we need to improve on and moving forward. I know the East-West shootout in Atlanta will be big, so I'm looking forward to that. I want to come out guns a-blazing there. I've always wanted to race in Atlanta. I think my first year watching that, I was probably 9 or 10 years old and just was like, wow, you know, one day I want to get here and race with the best of the best. So for it to finally come true is pretty great.
Jacob, you had clearly, for a man in the Arena Cross Series last year, the last year of the AMSOIL Arena Cross Series, you had the dream season. You pulled out the title. Congratulations, first of all, if I haven't had a chance to say that. Do you miss – I mean, clearly moving up and forward is every racer's dream and exactly what they want to do, what you are doing. Is there any part of you missing the race in the Arena Cross Series, or happy to see it in the rear view now?
No, I definitely miss my – I mean, that was my family. I mean, Babbitt took me in and made me feel like, you know, one of their own. I was with those guys for 4 years. I was in Arena Cross for five. And, you know, for me being an up-and-coming amateur with, you know, sights set on going pro and going to race Supercross and Motocross, it just didn't pan out. And I had 2 years where just it wasn't working. I wasn't really doing anything. My buddies were buying me motorcycles and just trying to hit money races, had $0 in the bank account. Buddy believed in me enough to give me a bike right before the 2014 Arena Cross Series started, and just went in there and kind of just laid it all on the line. And it just restarted my career. It got me back going. As you all know, 2014 just was rookie, got on, you know, a Honda with the tough guys, and they gave me an opportunity and got second my first year and just really worked hard. And all my years in Arena Cross, and finally to be able to repay the Babbitt team with a championship was incredible. You know, they stuck behind me through it all. Had a lot of bumps and bruises, but we completed it with a championship. And to move forward is amazing. You know, I've worked so hard just leading up to right now. I'm 25. It's crazy to say I did my first Supercross when I was 25, but it was the path that I was destined to take, I guess.
That's it.
So it's been great. You know, I can't say I'd look back on any of it and say, wow, I wish I'd have changed that. I wish I'd have changed this. It's made me who I am today, and, you know, I'm a stronger man from it.
Well, you know, one of the things that I want to bring up, you know, it's easy enough to look back and see what you've done over the last few years, including last year winning the 2018 AMSOIL Arena Cross Championship. Kind of bittersweet. You won the last one of its kind. And very special. Of course, you were able to cash the $1 million prize check and put that right in the bank and, you know, pay off your Netflix account. But I don't even know what you guys win. And is it a total season victory plus bonus, or how does that work out for prize money?
The series pays out a championship win bonus. And then obviously, you know, you have your team bonus and, you know, your Kawasaki bonus and all your other, you know, outside sponsors that come into play. But the series itself pays a championship winning bonus. I mean, they pay all the way, you know, to 10th place because it's top 10 that race for the championship. But obviously first place is significantly more.
Sure.
So it was great. It was great to get that and watch the bank account go up. That's a good feeling.
Sure would be.
Jacob, we just got done talking to Garrett Marchbanks, Marchbanks right before you. He's out west as well, and he was letting us in on the fact that, yeah, it is pretty rainy. Are you in a part of California? Are you in SoCal, NorCal? I mean, are you feeling the effects of all this rain, and is it preventing you from getting your training in?
I'm in Southern California, and yeah, it's been, I mean, this week, teammate Brandon Hart, as he's, you know, getting ready for his first race this weekend in Minneapolis, and he can't even ride Supercross this week because it is so rainy. I mean, we went to a pretty gnarly sand track today and rode in the rain. I can't say I've been out to California before and it rained this much. I mean, everywhere is saturated, and it seems kind of East Coasty just because of how much rain we have gotten and how up and down the weather has been. But I don't know. I guess if you had asked me before I started the West Coast, if out of the five rounds, if I would have thought two of them would have been muddy, I would have said no way.
Mud so, bogs. Not just muddy, mud bogs.
Yeah, it's been wild.
You know, some people race better in wet conditions, and it's, you know, even on hard surface, you're going to see a variety of guys do for a variety of reasons. Is there a favorite track condition for you? And if so, what is it?
For me, yeah, it would be more of an Oakland style, not crazy ruddy, but soft, breaks down, gets technical. You know, I'm an East Coast guy, so I do like the softer dirt, but I'm going to be straight up with you. I don't like the mud. I don't know why. It's just in my 5 years of arena cross, we saw none of it. So I struggled a little bit in San Diego. I'm not going to lie to you guys, but we're working to make that a little bit better. I'm not sure what we're going to do to try to get better, but I guess go out and ride in the mud and play around, trash a couple bikes. I don't know. We'll see. But, softer conditions, ready. I like that style.
Well, up against the clock, we want to make sure you get the time and opportunity to recognize your team and your sponsors. Give it a go.
Yeah, I'd like to thank the Cycle Trader Rock River Yamaha team. They, Christina Denny, they believed in me and gave me a chance to go out there and improve myself in Supercross. You know, I've had a lot of years where I wanted to kind of get in there, but no one really believed in me and pulled the trigger, and she did. So I'd like to thank her and the whole team, and just Moose, Suomi, CD Boots, X-Brand Goggles, my trainer, Seth Rarick, and just my girlfriend and everyone. Thanks a lot.
How long have you been dating your girlfriend?
Going on 2 years now.
Wow, okay. What's her first name?
Jamie.
Jamie? Well, tell Jamie we said hey. Sure, appreciate it. Yeah, tell her we said hi.
Okay.
And happy to do whatever we can to continue to support you and your career, okay? Keep us posted on what's going on.
Thank you so much.
All right, buddy. There we go. Jacob Hayes, originally scheduled for the number one spot, but I thought we were able to assemble the hour rather well. Jack, we've got a very special treat coming up. The replay, if you will, of Gladys Knight singing the national anthem at last night's Super Bowl, largely regarded as the best thing that took place in the entire evening and perhaps even on the entire weekend. Jack, would you agree with that estimation?
Totally, especially when everybody else said that she couldn't get through it.
Well, she got through it, and I got to tell you, there wasn't. This was a classy version. I'm just trying to think of all the versions we've heard over the years.
You know what it reminded me of?
What?
Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston, there's a lot that's come out since. I love that addition. But Whitney Houston was lip-syncing that entire thing. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
Would that change your opinion of the Whitney Houston version of the national anthem?
No.
Yeah. It does mine. Okay. I mean, I could go into a studio, perfect conditions. But let me tell you something. Don't market yourself as being live if you're not. Okay, so we're going to play that version for you coming up next on Pit Pass Motor Racing Weekly, part of the family of podcasts for evergreenpodcast.com. Stay tuned. Back after this.
So proudly we live at the twilight. last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket.
Hey everybody, it's Scott Casper from Pit Pass Radio. V-Rubber offers a whole range of performance motocross and off-road tires, starting with the VRM 229 for hard-pack supercross settings and the VRM 300. It's designed for intermediate soil conditions. The most popular tire is the VRM 140. It's designed for...
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.